For the benefit of those listening to this recording on the Sacramento Valley Intergroup website, this recording was made during the Thinkathon on November 25th, 2021. The speaker is Cameron R. from Sacramento.
Good morning. My name is Cameron and I'm a recovering compulsive eater. The tool that I'd like to speak about today is meetings. Meetings are gatherings of two or more compulsive overeaters who come together to share their personal experience and the strength and hope OA has given them. There are many types of meetings, but fellowship with other compulsive overeaters is the basis of all of them. Meetings give us an opportunity to identify our common problem, confirm our common solution through the 12 steps, and share the gifts we receive through this program. In addition to face-to-face meetings, OA offers telephone and online meetings that are useful in breaking down the deadly isolation caused by distance, illness, or physical challenges. Well, here we are on Thanksgiving Day, and I'm finding myself so thankful for the 12-step program of Overeaters Anonymous. The fellowship that I find in meetings is one of the key components of my program. The people that are in OA, they come in all shapes and sizes. We're all different and unique from one another, and yet there's more similarities. And as I listen over time, I find more similarities than I ever knew were even possible between all of us. When I'm struggling to understand my feelings or my behaviors or the newfound clarity that I find working in OA, I know that there's people among the groups in OA that know exactly what I'm going through. You know, they've had such similar experiences and they know how exciting it is and yet how uncomfortable it can also be. One of the things about meetings that really helps me is that to the average person, I don't look like I'm at an unhealthy weight. So it's easy for me to hide my addiction to binging. And that right there is what I do. I hide. And I suffer in silence and I sneak food when I don't think anybody's going to notice. And I convince myself that if I scarf down right now, no one will be the wiser tomorrow. So I can be very secretive. And then I can put on a smile the next day and put on my cutest outfit. And everybody out there, including myself, will think I'm just fine. But inside, I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed, I'm angry at myself, and basically I'm lying to myself and to others that I'm fine, but I'm not fine, and I need help. And that's what I find in coming to meetings. The people understand the isolation, they understand the deceit, you all understand the shame that I feel. And because you understand, you're able to share your experiences and your solution that you have in OA. And as I learn more, I'm hoping that I'm sharing the solution with the other people that are at the meetings. I think one of the things that all of us have in common is that we've tried over and over and over the years to figure out how we're going to lose weight, how we're going to stop overeating, how we're going to stop throwing up or stop restricting our food. And I heard, I wish I remembered who it was, but I heard a fellow OAer say one time that it has nothing to do with our brain power or our willpower. It's our higher power. And that's where the solution lies, is in our higher power. And you find that in the meetings of Overeaters Anonymous. And excuse me, I have a frog in my throat.
It's time. So,
it is time. Okay. So just to wrap it up, I'm just going to say that the meetings is where I find strength and I find hope. And you all understand. And I'm so thankful for the meetings that are on Zoom now that we can't meet in person completely. But I'm just so thankful for OA, for all of you. And I pray that I can give a little bit back to you of what you've given to me. So thank you and happy Thanksgiving.